eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and took his place at the table. And a woman in the city, who was a sinner, having learned that he was eating at a Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster jar of ointment. She stood behind him at his feet, weeping, began to bathe his feet with her tears and to dry them with her hair. Then she continued kissing his feet and anointing them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw it, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what kind of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus spoke up to him and said, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Teacher," he replied, "speak." A certain creditor had two debtors. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debt for both of them. "Which of them will love him more?" Simon answered, "I suppose the one whom he had canceled the greater debt." And Jesus said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then turning towards the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has bathed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which were many, have been forgiven. Hence, she has been shown great love. But to the one whom little is forgiven, little loves little." Then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." But those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this that even forgives sins?" And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
The instructions for the second reading are very similar, except this time we want to concentrate on the woman. Imagine this from the woman's perspective. Consider her past, where she had been in her years before this. What had she done? Also consider her feelings toward Jesus. Why did she have such strong feelings? And also consider the actions that she took to demonstrate her feelings. So keep these in mind as you consider this woman. I'll read this now. Now one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, so he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume, and as she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. And when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner." Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to tell you."
"Tell me, teacher,"
he said. "Two men owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii, and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back. So he canceled the debts of both. Now which of them will love him more?" Simon replied, "I suppose the one who had the bigger debt canceled." "You have judged correctly," Jesus said. And then he turned toward the woman and he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much, but he who has been forgiven little loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" And Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
For this last reading, I have a simple thing for you to think through. Three H's. Think your head, your heart, and your hands. What is it that you're hearing and learning as you hear this text being read? What are the intellectual things you're learning here? What is something you hadn't thought of before? What are the thoughts? And then move down to the heart. What are some of the feelings and emotions that this is stirring up to you? What is that kind of heart level thing that is coming to you, that God is saying to you as you hear this text being read? And lastly, the hands. What is God calling you to do? What actions is God calling you towards? What service is God calling you towards? So think head, heart, hands as you read this text for the last time, and I'll be reading from the Message. One of the Pharisees asked him over for a meal. He went to the Pharisee's house and sat down at the dinner table. Just then a woman of the village, the town harlot, having learned that Jesus was a guest in the home of a Pharisee, came with a bottle of very expensive perfume and stood at his feet, weeping, raining tears on his feet. Letting down her hair, she dried his feet, kissed them, and anointed them with perfume. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man was the prophet I thought he was, he would have known what kind of woman who is falling all over him." Jesus said to him, "Simon, I have something to tell you." "Oh? Tell me." Two men were in debt to a banker. One owed 500 silver pieces, the other 50. Neither of them could pay up, so the banker canceled both debts. Which of the two would be more grateful? Simon answered, "I suppose the one who is forgiven the most." "That's right," Jesus said. Then turning to the woman, but speaking to Simon, he said, "Do you see this woman? I came to your home. You provided no water for my feet, but she rained down tears on my feet and dried them with her hair. You gave me no greeting, but from the time I arrived, she has not quit kissing my feet. You have provided nothing for freshening up, but she has soothed my feet with perfume." Impressive, isn't it? She was forgiven many, many sins, and so she is very, very grateful. If the forgiveness is minimal, the gratitude is minimal. And then he spoke to her, "I forgive your sins." That set the dinner guests talking behind his back. Who does he think he is, forgiving sins? He ignored them and said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." All right, to close, we have one more final song. But what I'm going to invite you all to do, if you're comfortable, we're going to stand up. And before the musicians come up to lead us in Heart with Loving Heart United, I'd encourage you, as you're comfortable, share one takeaway from this with someone around you. Just stand up instead of greeting someone, saying, "Hey, how are you doing? What is there something that you'd never heard before, never felt before, felt called to do something?" Just share one takeaway from this with someone else if something stirred up. And if nothing came to you, that's fine. You can talk about, you know, the Indians game this afternoon or whatever. But just try to share one thing from this, and then the band will come forward and we'll have a closing song. So you can stand now.